Thank you so much for joining us right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, it is time for a Youth Unplugged. I'm always honored to do this program where I get to speak to some young people doing some pretty amazing things. And my guest this afternoon is another example of one such young person doing big things. I got to say a good afternoon to Alan. Alan, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey man, good afternoon, Ronnie, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Okay, Alan, I am not sure, but I'm not getting you this time. Let me make sure I have
really?
It right. All right, I got you. All right, we got you. Yeah, we're good. All right, so Alan, thank you so much for joining us. The program always starts with the cliche questions. So tell me a little bit more about yourself. So things that people don't necessarily like to answer. So Alan, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Alan Bowers. A lot of people know me as Benton, that's my middle name actually, but my first name is Alan. Basically, I started Region Designs. Region Designs is a software development company. We specialize in all types of software, so websites, mobile apps, Windows applications, Mac applications, software integration, software automation. Once it's a digital thing, we can build it.
Oh, definitely. But before we go into that, because I know when most people are, yes, they just want to go straight into business, but we have to talk personal. Let's talk about baby Alan. What high school you went to? What primary school you went to? What kind of person? Of course.
All right. So, I used to attend the NGPO Secondary School. And then after NGPO, I went to Sir Arthur in DTEMS, that's Division of Technical. I can't remember the rest, but it's
I can't help you. I can't help you there.
Yeah, and I got an associate's degree in computer systems engineering. It was really there. I always liked technology from the day I touched a laptop. I mean, I touched a computer for the first time. I wanted to be with it forever and ever, you know.
Wow.
But, I basically chose all my subjects specifically for that. That just paved the way from time I was secondary school upwards.
So from an early age that you knew definitely that you would have been involved in information technology or in the IT field no matter what. It's typical for young people who have an interest in information technology, especially, you have to learn everything. You might have learned a little bit of hardware. So the question I want to ask you, how many computers have you mashed up in the name of trying to fix, and how much trouble you get into your parents for mashing up the $1,000 computer?
Well, it's phones and computers, not just phones.
Wow.
So I think the first computer I got, it was a whole thing. It was already damaged. It wasn't me that damaged it. It was already damaged. I just open it, fix it. But my main problem is phones. I used to, open phones regularly, see what makes them tick, all these little things, like an iPod,
No. Don't tell me you opened up an iPod.
Yeah, I used to open up everything.
Bro.
Once it's technology, but mainly phones. That was my big thing.
Oh my!
I used to root them and stuff like that. Put custom firmware. I always wanted. One of the things I actually wanted to do at some point, and I still want to do it, is I wanted to build a custom operating system, a custom Android operating system specifically for Senosha, because some of the features in those phones, they always say not available in your country.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I see that as a challenge. You're telling me, okay, you don't want it for my country, fine, I'll create something that's for my country. So that's where my mind was.
Amazing. Now, you, I think technically this has been your second time on Youth Unplugged, your first time being on your own, again, talking about app development, but now from Region Designs, you've now rebranded and using this month to rebrand your company into Region Tech. For people who might not know about the company, let's talk about the origins and how this began.
Okay, so it was about, I would say, 8 or 9 years ago. At the time, I was in the stage where I was trying a lot of things, trying a lot of businesses. And then I think I went to a particular company. At that time, I didn't know anything about website development. So I was looking for a website for a little startup I was trying to start around 8 or 9 years ago. And I went to the website developer, and he told me he's not going to open his laptop for less than $2,000. So that, I think that was a defining factor in my life, where I said to myself, I mean, at that time, $2,000, you know, it might sound small now, but at that time, that was a lot of money.
$2,000 sounds small now? You might, $2,000 is still a lot of money.
Back then it was, I didn't have that kind of money. You know, so I, from there, I decided to learn how to build it myself. And then I realized that it wasn't as difficult as people make it seem. But I wouldn't say it wasn't as difficult. It's just that it wasn't as difficult for me, because I know everybody have their thing. And because I was already in the tech thing, it was not that difficult for me to pick up. And then I ended up getting better and better. But I also was good at graphics as well. So I opened up Region Designs, which was a graphics company, and we were doing logos and stuff like that. But during that time, I realized that I could have helped customers much more if I did websites and mobile apps. So because of my experience, I already knew websites, so I started with that. And then I learned the mobile app with, you know, courses online and stuff like that, mobile apps and web. You know, I just got deeper and deeper into it with, you know, doing Windows applications and various different API integration. You know, so I just got better and better at it. And when I was at a particular level where I felt comfortable with what I was doing, I started offering clients. And then, you know, it was just as I thought. I could have helped clients a lot more with those skills rather than graphics design and stuff. So I decided to, instead of trying to specialize in everything, I decided to just specialize in where I could help the most, where I could provide the biggest value, and that is in software development. Because St. Lucia's the most where I could provide the biggest value, and that is in software development. Because St. Lucia specifically, I don't know about the whole world, but I feel like we could be a lot further in terms of, you know, things we can integrate, things you can automate with software, even, you know, company websites, you know, there's so much things you should be able to do online that you just cannot do in St. Lucia, you know. So there's a lot more value I can offer in the industry with software, and that's why we decided to rebrand and change everything and just be software, nothing else but just the best international quality software that you can find in St. Lucia.
Now, that's pretty amazing, because one would think that there's not a market for software in St. Lucia, because people are still, exactly, like I was saying, one would think, because we find that still, when people have a cell phone, they would get the latest cell phone, but predominantly to use the social media applications and to make calls. And of course, to take pictures. That is all people would really use their phone. So what challenges were you faced with? Do you think that you have to change the mindset of our people to realize how you could integrate technology to automate a lot of the basic and mundane tasks that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, well, I think it's something that will take time in terms of, you know, changing the mindset, because people still don't really know why they want a website. Some people, so for example, if a client would come to me and say they want a website for their business, first thing I would ask them is, why? What reason do you have? Because first of all, I don't think every company needs a website.
Yeah.
You know, but if you say you need one, there need to be a problem you're trying to solve, or you're trying to increase productivity in some sector of your business. You know, because a website, if it's just there, it's not an asset, you know, because you have to pay hosting every year. You have to maintain the website. You know, it's like buying a car, you know. So it's a mindset thing. So what I normally have to do, I have to give them recommendations as to what a website can do for you. And, you know, and if your company, you know, is a title company that would benefit greatly with a website, mm-hmm. you know. So it's a mindset thing for sure. especially with the apps, the mobile apps as well. Not every company is a mobile app, you know. So it's something I have to sit down and with them in a meeting and explain, okay, based on your company, we think that having probably an estimation calculator on your website would help clients get the price faster. And because of that, they would more likely purchase from you because they already have an easy time getting the price and the estimate. And it's less work for you, so you don't have to hire more employees to get, you know, as the company grows, to get estimates for everybody who asks, you know. So it's definitely a culture thing, and it's an educating thing, education thing. Yeah, so it's all these things bundled up together.
That is amazing. Very, very interesting. Let's talk about in terms of stuff, projects that you have worked on that people might be familiar with. I'm not sure because sometimes you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement with companies and you can't necessarily discuss that, you know, you've done. So I don't know what companies that apps that we might know that you have done.
Okay, so the ones I can name, Region Designs, well, Region Tech. Formerly Region Designs has worked on the Penny Pinch,
okay.
Penny Pinch app side of things, not the entire platform, just the app, what you see when you have it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked on the Hair to Their services app. We've worked on a client in St. Martin called JobNet. That's a platform that allows you to get jobs, stuff like that. We've worked on, We Better Renters, which is a car rental platform mm-hmm. that allows any hotel to offer car rental services without actually owning any vehicles. We've worked on Uber Surfing's website. That was us. A lot of back-end working. That when you see it, you wouldn't realize the amount of things that we've done mm-hmm. in the background on that website. We did our website, which has an estimation calculator that very precisely decides the price of your project. You could actually test it out by going to region.lc/estimate, and you'll be able to estimate the price for your project in real time. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Now,
when
designing a website, an app, there's so much that goes into it. And of course, at the end result, all you get basically to the regular folk is the interface and the user experience. What is it that you enjoy the most? The backends, all the coding, or do you enjoy doing what the customer or the visitors see?
For me, I think the coding part, I think the problem solving part is my favorite. Because designing it's more dependent on the person who's looking at it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the client always has a list of things that they want, and some of these things might change. But in terms of the coding, these things really change because the client doesn't see any of the backend stuff. So mm-hmm. I think I prefer doing the backend. And normally what we do nowadays, I help my staff doing the designs. So luckily, I don't really have to do that side anymore. So it's mainly the back end for me.
Well, I want to be like you one day when I can say, I have my staff doing that, you know?
Okay.
Definitely. When you first started, let's talk about the difficulty in startup. How were you able to finance or to even start off your business? That's one of the things that people always ask, especially in the tech. There's a misconception or a conception, I could say, that to invest in the tech industry, it requires a significant amount of financial investment up front.
You know, to be honest, I don't think you need much cash right away. I used to believe that, but what I realized, you need good people. People is the key to a good business, not money, because the money will always come once you have good skills. One person will see you do that and they say, wow, what is that? They'll tell their friend, and all of a sudden you have a list of customers. So the problem is having the staff to handle all those customers coming in and still provide that same quality. Now, you could get a staff and you pay them $5,000-$6,000 a month, and you don't get that quality, you lose those customers. You know, so it's more. I would say that the money is extremely important, yes, but finding the right person is the most important part of the business. But finding the right team, and I was so fortunate that now in 2021, I started building a proper team. Before, it was very difficult. For the whole, I think, 6 years we in existence, it was very difficult finding a proper team. You know, people who say they're good, they're asking for, you know, crazy amount of money. And even if you pay them that kind of money, you get the quality that they say they can give. You know, so that's my experience with that. It's quality first. Mm-hmm. You know, get your skill on a level and the money will come.
Let's talk about you as a business owner. And you rightfully said a big challenge that a lot of business owners have, people management. Is that a skill that you were naturally born with, or is it something that you literally had to learn along the way? Because I know, especially as a business owner myself, balancing and dealing with people, especially when you want to focus on a product, it becomes difficult. So how are you able to do that and balance that?
Well, I don't anymore. I try my best not to. It's very difficult. First of all, I'm more of a tech person, and I don't know if you realize, but tech people, they don't really like
talking to people.
Person to person.
Yeah. Yeah, send me an email.
exactly. So what I have my manager handle the people, the person to person. So if you were to contact Regent Designs, you most likely would get Michael in, and that's our manager. That's the manager of Regent Designs, Michael in Bernard. The best decision I've ever made in my entire life. She handles the people, you know, the people communication. She also handles, you know, connecting the client with the developer. So, and organizing the entire project. So you never get things falling out of the cracks. And I wish I did that earlier, because it will solve a lot of problems I have in communication. So this is something I'm still working on. So it's not something I'm good at in terms of communication. I'm still trying my best to get better at it.
And every interview question that I always ask is, has there ever been a time when you said, you know what, nah, that's it for me. Let me go look for a regular 9-to-5. I can't deal with that. You know, or less stress. I have to deal with people. I can't talk to people. Because people have the misconception that, you know, once you become a business owner, you're your own boss. Yes, in essence, that is true. But what they don't realize is that every client now becomes your boss.
Your boss, exactly.
So you have more than one boss to deal with. Whether you have one boss that you want to tell some certain dudes very often, you have so many to deal with. So yeah, let's talk about that. What have you ever had experience at time where you had, you know what, this is not worth it. Let me go look for a 9-to-5.
Many times. But throughout the course of Regent Designs and now Regent Tech, you know, I made a lot of mistakes, because I didn't have anybody to show me the right path. I mean, there were people I talked to or for none, but they were not people that, you know, I could ask every single question. You know, I don't want to bother people constantly calling their phone. You know? So off and on, I would ask a certain question. But the majority of the journey, I have just been there making mistakes constantly. And because of all those mistakes, sometimes I sit down, you know, and I just have to say, like, do I really want to continue this? You know, do I really want? Because it's not easy, you know. people think is a, you know, you start your business and you just rake in the cash. You know, you have to think about staff. You know, you have to think of NIC on your back. You have to think about taxes. You know, and you have to make sure you're financing all that before you get fees. You know, you have to think about when you buy the company vehicle, if it damage, what happens next, and how do you pay that every month? How do you pay rent every month? You know, all of these things can become so overwhelming. Sometimes you just sit down there, you wonder, should I just plead for bankruptcy and just go and light up my other one and relax?
I know, right? I know. What keeps you motivated, though?
Well, for sure, you know, when we can launch a solution to a problem and look at it unfold, that is very satisfying to me. So a good example would be Way Better Rentals. we launched that platform with Obey Surfing before the COVID. You know, unfortunately, COVID pretty much put everything on a halt when it comes to that project. But the idea was to allow Obey Surfing to easily, you know, offer car rental services without actually having like a fleet of vehicles, you know. And we launched that, everything was good. And we saw it unfolding, you know, and it was great. I mean, unfortunately, you know, COVID came and we had just canceled everything. But that is what gives me motivation to see I launch something and people are like, my God, look at that. Is that a local that built that? There's no way a local could have built that. That is what I live for. Because they will never expect it, you know.
That's amazing. You know, one of the things I know as a tech entrepreneur, it's so easy to try to catch on to the bandwagon of all the trends that are going around in terms of the tech world and the new emerging technologies. How do you say, okay, or prioritize which project that you'll invest your own time in? Which project is worth investing in? Which project would rake in some cash? How do you, you know, do the eeny, meeny, miny, moes of, you know, which focusing on a specific project that will bring you some revenue?
Well, the first thing, we look at the customer. The customer needs to be easy to work with. You know, there's a lot of times you start a project with with a client and they just make the project difficult. And you know, the type of work we do, it spans sometimes 6 months. So can you imagine dealing with a complicated client for 6 months, often on having to change this, change that, change this? It's very difficult. So the first thing we look at, we try to understand what type of client that is. If we don't like the way this person is moving, we just close it, we never pursue it. Right, so if we like the person, we go through. The second thing we look at, you know, obviously, you know, we have to pay bills, so we have to look at the financial impact of that project, you know, as it relates to really pay the developers. Because remember, like I said, a project sometimes takes 6 months to complete, so we have to look at whether this project will be able to feed us for that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so these two factors, and I think that's pretty much what we look at it. Whether we like the client and whether the project is financially viable.
Now, the majority of this is self-taught. Was it difficult to learn? Despite, I know earlier on you said that you had the natural love and the natural vibe for this, but let's talk about somebody who probably has no idea, has never done any form of coding, doesn't even know basic HTML, for example, or Java or any of these known scripts and languages. How difficult was it, or would it be for somebody who might be interested in starting off and going into the application? Because let's face it, this is where the world is going to. Everything is mobile now. Everything is mobile. So how difficult is it to get into an industry like that?
So I think it was the web side of things, I don't think it's that difficult, to be honest. If you like what you're doing, you sit down and you do it for a long period of time. And the way this thing works, you need to be at it constantly for months. It actually took me about 3 months to properly learn mobile app development. And it took me about a month to learn website development. But that's also only because I was in it. Wake up, learn, sleep, learn, wake up, learn, sleep, learn. I just stopped to go to the bathroom and come back. Nice. You know? So because of that, I was able to learn it in 3 months or so. But, you know, it all depends on how much you want to do the thing. You know, it all depends on your drive.
What's next? You've now rebranded into Region Tech. What's next? Are you planning to take over the region? I mean, Region
Tech.
Yeah.
That's the plan. That's why we have region in it. We want the region for ourselves.
Yeah, I love it. What emerging technology that you could see yourself or service that you could see yourself offering solutions in St. Lucia?
Well, there's a few things we're doing right now, but I cannot really talk
discuss
about this topic as yet.
Of course.
But let me see what I can talk about. Ah, yes. So there's one thing that we're trying to launch. We haven't finished it yet. I mean, we can make it public because it's not that huge as to, you know, the other stuff we're doing. But we want to get rid of lines, bank lines specifically. Imagine a platform that you can be virtually on the line rather than having to take a bus to go to the, you know, to the bank and sit on the line. Especially during COVID, why is it that we cannot? Why is it that the bank tellers or whoever cannot give us a number? That number, it shows up on an app on our phone, and it tells you where you are, your location on the line. So if you're the first person on the line, if there's five people before you, so you can go ahead, do your business, and come back, and you don't lose time. So we want to explore a solution. We want to explore a solution like that for banks and for the polyclinic, because that's another thing that.
Polyclinic. Public hospital. Ooh, good.
Yeah, because I mean, we can do it with food delivery. I mean, we're doing it with food. Because people are doing it with food delivery, where when your delivery is ready, you go and pick it up. So how is it that I now have to take a line to go to the polyclinic and sit on that line for an hour? You know what I mean? I mean, in this day and age, especially during COVID, you know, so we're looking at a way to sort of solve that problem, but without too many changes, because I realize that
we're not open to change and newness.
Exactly. It's not, yeah, people don't really like too much change at once.
So
we might probably, you know, approach, you know, with a small thing, probably just press one button to select a number. Something very simple.
But, you know, I'm glad that you've launched this publicly on Radio Caribbean International, especially now, because you've discussed it publicly, especially now, because this program is sponsored by Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, so that I know that they're listening. So Bank of St. Lucia, this is the perfect opportunity to explore and continue showing your support for the young people. To show your support to young people in business by reaching out to Region Tech and probably being the test pilot for this queuing application that's currently in the testing phase. So, Bank of St. Lucia, just putting that out there to you guys. Oh, yeah, I want my shares. I want commission. That's all I said. I want commission. I want commission. That's all I'm definitely going to say. Alan, we're almost out of time. I didn't even realize that my goodness. So much to talk about, but how I like to end my interviews is basically two things. First, I want you to give young people who might be interested in, not necessarily even if it's the tech industry, but any industry that might want to pursue their dream, give them some advice. And when you finish with that, give people how they can get in contact with you guys.
Okay. So, give them advice.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I still need advice as well. I'm still trying my best, you know. But to me, how I would approach it is, what I would tell my younger self, you know, before I even started Region Designs, what I would tell my younger self is, don't rush into business. Understand business first.
Very well said.
Save you a lot of time, and you save you a lot of money. I know if I could have explained that to myself 8 or 9 years ago, I would have saved $40,000 and I've lost.
Alone?
Well, I stopped counting after 40, so I just...
Why, let me tell you.
You know, so, you know, young people, you know, trying and, you know, start something, don't rush. Do what you... Basically, just get better at what you're good at. Get better. And if you feel like you're not good at anything... You must be good at something. Try everything. Try everything, and you must find something you're good at. You know, and just once you find it, try to be the best in the world.
I like that what you said. Not in your country, in the world.
Try to be the best in the world. You see, region design, not St. Lucia designs, not local designs. You know, region. So that's what I would say. You know, just don't rush business. Learn. Be quiet. And learn. So don't be the loudest person to talk. Just learn and digest as much as you can digest. Partner with people that know, so that you can listen to them and learn from them. you know, partner with Ronnie, because Ronnie going places, you know.
Hey, so, hey, cool out.
just listen and learn. And that's the best I can tell.
Your contact information, email address, website, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, whatever you have.
Okay, so what I have is, you can check us out. Our website is region.lc. And on that same website, you can get an estimate if you have a project that you would like to see how much it might cost. You can check out that price at region.lc/estimate, and it'll estimate the price for you. If you want to email, it's info@region.lc. The number is 730-2306. That's 730-2306. And yeah, that's all I have for you. Oh, wait, Instagram is... you see, things we just rebrand, so everything is different.
Yeah. I understand.
It's instagram.com/region_lc.
Okay. Yeah. Very well. Alan, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Very good discussion. And we wish you and your team over at Region Tech all the best. And of course, Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Sports to the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.